Hey, thank you for calling Astrology Answers. How can I help you today?
Hi, didn't you just call me a moment ago and say you're from the Alabama Labor Department?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry about that. What happened was I have two skills, so when I had to do a call back, I thought I was calling back from the Alabama Department of Labor and not Astrology Answers. So I'm sorry about that. But yeah, this is Astrology Answers. I can assist you.
Okay, well, I applied for something yesterday on the internet. Basically, they said that they would go ahead and give me like 24 hours that they would send me this thing, and they still haven't, and they say it's expired. So I'd just like to cancel it.
Okay.
And get my money back.
Okay. Give me one second. So you said yesterday you signed up for something?
Mm-hmm. It was like supposed to be like a 1-year forecast. And they're like, thank you. We'll go ahead and get you that in like 24 hours. And it's been over 24 hours. And it's like, oh, this is expired. And then it's showing something for 2019. And I'm like, why would I want to forecast for 2019? That's kind of very dumb.
What did you apply for?
A forecast.
Oh, forecast.
A year forecast.
And it said you were supposed to receive it for 24 hours? I mean, after 24
it said
hours?
It said I would receive it within 24 hours and nothing has come.
And you said you want to cancel it?
Yeah, I haven't received anything, sir. I haven't received anything. It says that it's expired. And so basically they took my money and they said it's expired already and that I've never received anything in 24 hours, which yesterday I signed up in at 10 a.m. yesterday. So it's been over 24 hours. And you guys are trying to show me something for free, like a 2019 forecast. And I'm like, and then if I go into the 2022 forecast, it asks me to reapply and it wants money again.
All right, what's your email?
It's lips.mcgee@hotmail.
You said lips dot... L-I-P-S dot
M-C-G-E-E at Hotmail.
At Hotmail?
Mm-hmm. I could just dispute the card on my card if that would be easier for you.
And can you spell that forecast so I can see how? How can I pull? Ma'am, they okay, so what I'm hearing is there's no order. There's no such order in that email.
Well, if there's no order, then why did you take $67 from my account on May 25th?
Let me see. Okay, can you give me another email or name?
Did you even get my name? You didn't even ask me for my name.
I asked you for your email. Can you give me another? Can you give me your name?
It should be under Lou.
Your full name?
Sir, at this point, I just want you to give me a little more information because I feel like I'm being scammed. I don't want to give you any more information. You already got $67 from me and you can't find anything. I don't want to give you too much information. You steal my identity.
The only way I can help you if I need your, if I can get your name. I don't need your identity for nothing. You know, I'm trying to help you solve this problem.
Well, it should be under Carpenter.
Look, what's the full name that's going to show up on the email? That's what I'm asking, ma'am.
The full name on the email? I've never given you a full name on an email.
Ma'am, when you gave me the email, what was the name supposed to say on the email? Like, what was the full name supposed to say on the email?
The email is lips.mcgee@hotmail.
And that's your full name?
That's the name on the account, on the email.
No, it's not, ma'am.
You looked up that email earlier and you said that you couldn't find anything, that nothing was ever purchased. Can I speak to a supervisor? Or do you guys even have one?
Can you give me another email? Oh, never mind.
Why would I give you another email?
Never mind.
Hello, ma'am. This is Tiffany, the supervisor. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm listening into the call. He's asking you for another name or email associated because we can't find an account with the email you gave us. You said you were charged yesterday. We're not able to find them. So in order for us to better assist you, we need another name, an email. We need some kind of information to pull up an account.
Okay, it was at lips.mcgee@hotmail.com. It was Dawn Astrology Answers.
Right, but the
that's
email that you just
it
gave
under.
Us, it's not
that's
found,
the email,
unfortunately.
That's the email that you guys have been sending to me, all these little horoscopes and stuff. So how could you not have that email? That's the only email I have.
Did you check your bank statement?
What about my bank? What are you talking about, a bank statement?
Did this confirm that you were actually charged yesterday?
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm telling this guy, that I've been charged $67 even. And every time
right.
I go into your guys' silly little thing that you tell me to go, you guys say there's nothing there for me.
Right,
go to the members area. So you go to the members area.
He's asking for more information only because we can't find anything. Dawn is an anonymous email, so you're going to continuously get in those promotions.
It's anonymous email. What do you mean? I have an account here that says I have zero in here.
You said you're getting an email from Don. That's just an automatic email that's coming to you for promotions.
So
it's like different offers that's being emailed to you that you can reject.
But if you accept and you pay for something, you don't get it? It's just a scam? Well, I don't get it.
I'm totally confused. Right. To understand,
why can't you go into my account here? Why can't you go into my account that you're linked to Astrology Answers?
Ma'am, if you allow me to speak with you, I can assist you. The email address that you gave us, there's no account such under that. There's no account bound. If you have another email address to give us or a name associated, we can assist you a little bit better.
I gave you it. I go to Astrology Answers.
What's your name, please?
You go into the account. Ma'am, let me speak now. I let you speak. Now, don't interrupt me. I go into Astrology Answers. You go to your account. It says Lou, L-O-U. You go to your account, Lou, you can edit your profile. Okay? It says Lou, Carpenter. It says sign is an Aries. It says, it has everything in here. What more do you want? It says email just lips.mcgee@hotmail.com. Like, what more do you want from me? This is your website, right? Or is it not?
Ma'am, I understand your frustration. So the only way we can better assist you is to dig deeper and try to find another email address or name or something that's associated. If not, we're going to have to escalate it over to our team. Yes, you're continuing to tell me that you're giving me the same information.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you're looking at your account, but we have to dig deeper. We're probing questions to make sure there's nothing else that we can't find. If it's not listed, we're going to escalate it over further. I'm sorry that you're upset that we're not able to find this account, but we're going to do the very best we can to assist you. I've escalated the information over. Would there be anything else I could assist you with?
No, I just need someone that can actually find this account that I'm looking at. I don't understand why you guys can't find it. And I don't understand why you're mad at me because you want more information. This is the information that's on this account.
We have to probe questions in order to...
You're yelling at me. You're cutting me off. And that guy was doing the same thing. You know? This is not...
I understand your frustration. I'm not yelling at you. If you feel like I am, I do apologize.
Obviously... Well, you keep cutting me off and you keep, I understand your frustration. Well, you know what, ma'am? I just gave you guys $67 for you guys to give me attitude. That's what I feel. And as far as I'm concerned, if you don't fix this mess now, I'm going to go ahead and contact the Better Business Bureau and I will go ahead and write a review in Google for Astrology Answers that this is a scam, that they'll take your money and that nothing will be done about it. And then they'll say that they can't find an account. They want more information from you. To me, that sounds like you guys are fishing. So please return me my money. Or are you guys just fishing? And so I'll just contact my bank account company and tell them, hey, I need this money back because these people are fishing.
You're more than welcome to do that if we can't find an account for you. But I've escalated everything I could over that you provided me. Hello?
I'm here. But was there a question? There was no question.
No, ma'am. I'm just letting you know.
There? Right?
I'm just letting you know what we've done for you.
You haven't done anything. I don't know. You basically took my money and they're like, I can't do anything for you, lady. You've been rude.
I do apologize about that.
So let me speak to a manager or somebody that can help me that's not rude and that's not a liar.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I've asked you for your email. I got that. I got your name as well. I can't find anything, so I've escalated over to my payment team so they can assist better. Unfortunately, they're not going to answer with a snap of a finger, so it has to take at least 3 to 5 business days for a response time.
What? 3 to 5 business days for a response time? This is a scam. Oh, my Jesus
Christ.
I
do apologize. I'm disconnecting the
What's
call
your name?
With Astrology Answers. Have a good day.
What's your name? You are a scam.